Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for June 27th to July 3rd. So, does anybody else feel like June has like flown by, like warp speed? First, it was the beginning of June, and now we're already at the end. It seemed like it was last week we were talking about the beginning of June. I'm hoping that the rest of the summer does not go like that. I am hoping that July and August feel like they drag on and stretch on forever. I literally live for the summer, so I need a summer to be long-lasting. But it's very interesting because I feel like in May was such a long month because we were struggling so much. There were so many energies coming through, so many timelines shifting, so much stuff shaking up and moving around, that May was a really uncomfortable month energetically, and it felt like it lasted forever. I feel like June was much different, and they had said to us that it would be different, that it would be a lot smoother, a lot easier, and I feel like that kind of happened. However, it feels like it just was accelerated for some reason. Like, it just feels like they pushed us through everything really quickly. And so here we are at the end of June, and we're starting to get those big energy spikes come through again. So we had a very interesting one come through yesterday afternoon. To me, when these big ones come through, they have like this big magnetic feel to them. Which kind of lasted through the night, and then it's coming through again today. So we're seeing the Schumann is really high. It's up in an 80. We haven't seen that kind of energy for a very, very long time. We had some geostorms overnight. We had some solar flares. The sun is actually doing some stuff. We can see from the scientific websites, if you follow any of them on Twitter, they post the little videos of what the sun's doing and the flares shooting off of it. It's kind of cool to watch. But it just kind of goes to show you that there's active energy, not only just like in our lives and our day-to-day things that we think are so important, but what's actually happening on the planet, in the planet, which is kind of interesting. So for us, when I went in to do the connection for specifically for us in the hub, they gave me some interesting insight. So I feel like there's some of you that have some very interesting things that are happening right now in your lives. And so we'll get some insights into that. I wanted to let you guys know too, before I forget, we are going to be doing another past life regression group together. There were a lot of our members who weren't able to make it, and then the recording didn't come onto the thing, so they weren't able to do it on their own. So we are going to do it again. And so we're going to do it for our soul guidance monthly get together, which I'm going to make it for the 2nd of July. So it'll be a Saturday. So hopefully everybody gets the opportunity to come. And this time we'll make sure that it gets recorded and it goes up into the hub so you could do it again. And so if you were there for the first time of doing it and now the second time, it's really kind of interesting for me. So I've done the past life regression with other people several times. And it's always really interesting to me because I feel like every time you do it, you kind of go deeper. That's like another layer comes off. There's more lives that are revealed. And you get kind of like a bigger sense of some of the things that you need to know specifically at that time. I think that when we were doing this at the beginning of the month last month, we were talking about the new moon. And of course, being able to go forward, in order to be able to go forward, we have to let go of some of the stuff from the past. And I feel like that's kind of, we're at the same place still. Like, I really feel like I know, for as much as I would like it in my own personal journey to be able to like, okay, so I finished that in a month. That course is done. Check. That life lesson's finished. Move on. What's the next one? Sometimes it doesn't always work like that. And sometimes there's like always the lingering on of things. And sometimes maybe it's an entire year that your theme of, you know, the work you're doing on your soul is like the same topic, the same subject. Maybe it's forgiveness, or maybe it's trust, or maybe it's self-love. And maybe it's just the entire year or years. Sometimes that happens, right? And so I feel like there's still more work to be done with everybody collectively on the releasing, like on the purging, on the recognizing the old patterns, the old ways. And I feel like that happens. It comes more and more as we change in frequency. So there's, you know, there's no doubt about it that this planet's frequency is changing. It's rising. No doubt about it that the collective consciousness is waking up, that the, you know, everybody has been given the opportunity to rise and shine. And there's no doubt about that. And of course, it's, you know, it's something that, you know, you constantly kind of need to be building and working on to build momentum. It's not like you go to university and you go and you get your degree and then boom, and then it's done and then the learning stops. It's not like that, right? This is where we get our human mind wrapped around, oh, the whole ascension process. Well, once I ascend, once I get that life lesson, once I like there's like some destination, like you're going to be met at the gates of heaven. I don't want to know, spoiler alert, but there's no heaven. There's there's no destination called heaven. So it's, the point is, and I, you know, and I've, it's an oldie but a goodie, but it's not, you know, it's not about the destination. It's about the journey. We hear this over and over again, but I feel like we could probably use that daily reminder. That probably would be a really good tattoo. It's not about the destination. It's about the journey. And then that kind of gives you permission to be like, oh, okay. So what's on my plate today? What have I got right here, right now? What's happening for me, and how can I jump in and enjoy it and get everything that I need to get out of it? I feel like that going forward, that kind of like, direction, faith, belief system is going to help us the most. It's going to be like, okay, so whatever's coming my way, whatever's on my plate for now, that's where I need to be. That's where my focus needs to be. And so of course, you know, at the beginning of the month, at the end of the month here, we have the new moon coming. So we've got on the 28th, the new moon in Cancer, because we are in Cancer season right now, of course. So the moon will be in Cancer. And so we're going to have some things coming up for us around that energetically regarding security. So feeling secure. So again, you know, the Cancer energy is a lot about relationships and families and like, do they love me as much as I love them? There's that kind of energy that we're going to be feeling a lot. So it's about creating kind of balance in relationships. You may be finding that some stuff, the residuals again from stuff you think you've been working on, is going to be coming up for you again. There's also going to be the feelings around safety. So feeling safe, feeling secure. There's going to be some influxes of fear that comes into that. And you guys are going to recognize within yourself that what fear is, because of course we work on this all the time, having that recognition that it's just a frequency, but you guys recognize it for what it is. So you realize that it's not a part of you, so you can release it and let it go. That's going to be coming up for everybody. Also, this particular new moon, you know, new moons can make us feel very inspired, right? They can give us drive and motivation because it's the new beginnings. It's like, let's go. Well, yeah, we got another chance at things. Let's make things happen. And so be careful with this particular new moon because Cancer's frequency can sometimes make us overdo things. So if we do it too big, we do it too grand, we do too much, we put too much energy into it, and then we're left wondering why we feel the way we're feeling. Or we're left wondering why everybody's not matching our energy output. Be really consciously aware of this because, again, they're saying to me right now, a lot of us still have to work on the balance. There still needs to be that balance in regards to output and input. So how much we're giving and how much we're getting. That's a big life lesson for a lot of us. They said to me, we're going to be feeling some restless energy. So there's going to be some of that energy that comes in that's like, I feel like I need to be doing something. I feel like something needs to be done there, but I don't know what it is. And so that's going to make me feel kind of a little bit irritated, a little bit anxious there. This is going to be around limitations, they said. So this is going to be around the limitations that you set for yourself, the limitations of the things that you think that you can't do or you don't have the ability to do, or you don't have the skill set to do. They're saying to me right now, remind yourself that you're the one that puts those in place. It's not the universe. The universe doesn't come and say, well, no, you're not ready for that yet. We're not going to. It's you. You're the one that decides when and when, how you're ready and where you are. So remind yourself about that. When there's limits that are coming up for you, and this is on everything. So relationships, health, money, career, you are the one that's going to be setting those limits. So feel into, because they're literally saying right now, the bar of standard. So feel into those areas when, especially when you're feeling that restlessness, and be like, so where is my bar set on this? Have I got the bar set way too low? Is that what's happening? Is I feel like I'm getting cut off, or I feel like I'm not reaching my potential? And so does my bar need to be adjusted? Do I need to move the bar up so that I can, and remember, they're saying to me if that's going to tie in with that safety and security. Do I purposely keep the bar low so that I don't fail, so that there's not too much pressure on me? So pay attention to that, because again, you're the creator of your reality. So you're the one that's creating your story, your timeline. So what? How do you want it to look? Do you want it to look the same? Do you want it to feel the same? Do you want everything to go? And if things have been going great for you, then maybe that's great. But if there is, you know, some of you out there who are ready to kind of shake things up a little bit, ready to kind of discover more about your purpose, more about your passions, then maybe it's time to move that bar up, right? To shift the level of the bar. So we also, they have said to us that transitioning feels very heavy. And so this is important. I think we talked about this maybe last week about when you're having a growth day. We were calling them growth days. And so I just want to remind everybody that when we're transitioning, right, it's kind of like driving through a storm. There's, you know, there's moments of blackout. There's moments of where you can't see the road. There's moments of, you know, torrential rain and downpour, and you feel like you just want to pull off to the side of the road and stop. But there's also then moments where it passes and it clears. And it's kind of like, you know, the transitioning feels like that. It feels like that through the entire thing. So again, just they're saying to me right now, part of the process, we have to remind ourselves sometimes things are part of the process, and not to get stuck on the hard stuff. So not to get stuck on the things that kind of feel like they're tripping us up a little bit. They said that we're going to have a lot of this. So coming up, we're going to have a lot of vulnerability stuff. So a lot of that feeling vulnerable, a lot of feeling like weak and not enough, they're saying. Remember, this is going to come up for a reason. Some of us have to have that vulnerability come in because it lets us go, let go of the control, right? So that this is part of the thing is that, you know, we like to feel like we're in control. We want to be in control. But when that happens, it really causes a standstill of energy in our experience, in our physical body. It's all, think about control. When you say the word control, you can just feel everything tighten up. And that's really what happens is, you know, there's no flow in control. Control is standing still. Control is hard energy. And so even though you may feel like, listen, I need to get a sense of control on this, you actually need the opposite of which you need to get a sense of flow on this, because flow just sorts things out on its own. It just makes things happen. Things work out. When we have the control, that's ego. We can feel the ego. Ego hangs on to the control frequency. So there's going to be many of us that are going to have a sense of purpose renewed, they said to me, if you allow it. So again, that's going to be about ego stepping out of the way. It's going to kind of be about allowing yourself. It's interesting because they just said to me, taking the summer off. So maybe, you know, and of course not everybody can take the summer off, but maybe you can take the summer off of like being in control of trying to make things happen the way they're supposed to. Maybe this summer you can just say, you know what, I'm going to step into the path of least resistance, and I'm going to allow things to flow through me, and I'm going to see what happens. And that's where that vulnerability will come in. Now, there was something that kept on coming up over and over and over again when I was doing the messages for us. They kept on saying the ties that bind, the ties that bind. And they weren't giving it to me anything specifically. But then they brought in a distinct holding pattern for some. So this is particularly, some of you are going to know that this message is for you, but they said a distinct holding pattern for some, and then boom, they went back up to the ties that bind. So feel into that a little bit, right? That feel into that, what that means specifically for you. Is it an old pattern that's keeping you tied? Is it an old relationship? Do you have 1 foot in 3D and 1 foot in 5D? You know, there's something specifically in there for you. And I feel like the reason they gave it to me so vaguely like that was because it's going to be very unique for each individual. So feel into this and ask if that's like something that's going ding, 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 ding for you, like this specifically is for you. Take some time and, you know, ask your team to expand on that. Ask them, say, yes, I'm ready to know more about that. Tell me what I need to know. And so, again, it's distinct holding patterns for some, and then the ties that bind. So they also said to me that there would be some of us that would be looking elsewhere for validation. So remember to look within. They wanted us to remind us to look within. I got this message kind of loud and clear over the last couple of weeks. And there's a couple of people on social media that I follow that are Schumann people. So they're, you know, that's their thing is they do. And it was very interesting because the one page that I follow, she was kind of almost like knocking everybody down and saying, oh, you can see this person is posting about that. And this person's, and that's not actually true. That's not what's happening. Here's what's actually happening, because of the science of it. And it was very interesting because then the other person that I follow was like, oh my God, look at kaboom, wow, bam, all these things, look at the Schumann spiking, and look at, we've never seen this before. And it was interesting to me because it was two very different perspectives on what the Schumann was doing. So one was like, no, relax. This is just equipment failure. This is just, you know, we see this all the time. This is what this means. And then the other one was like, wow, are you feeling this? And I'm seeing this and all like, and here I am in the middle of it. And so it really, you know, gives me the reminder of, okay, Jody, go within what's the, where you can see on the charts, where the Schumann is, like what the number is, what that's happening. You can see on the charts where the geostorms are, but you can also tune in and feel how you're feeling. How are you feeling with this? What's coming up specifically for you? And so remind yourself about that, because I feel like sometimes we do this. We like do the tune in check in. It's like, you know, back in the day, I'm going to read my horoscope for the day. I got to see what my horoscope is. I'm probably dating myself. I don't know if anybody does that anymore. But, you know, you go in and check your horoscope for the day, and then it would kind of give you a theme as to how things were going to go for you. But I feel like what they're wanting us to do is they're wanting us to go within, because remember that whole going online about more souls coming online, that's because we all have the abilities to be psychics, right? To be channels, right? To have all of the clarity, right? Have all of the information. And the reason why they wanted us to do that is because they had said to me specifically, there's going to be different levels of clarity. And I found this was interesting because they said awareness, so meaning like, okay, so there's going to be different levels when you're looking at different people for guidance and support. There's going to be different levels. They said awareness first, and they crossed that out and they said, no, different levels of clarity. So it's not meaning like, oh, somebody's better than somebody or somebody's higher, more higher advanced than others, but it's going to be the ability to have more clarity in the situation. And this is a big deal. So just as an example, when I do readings for clients, I cannot be scrambled. My energy cannot be scrambled. My mind cannot be busy. I cannot be thinking about something else and do a reading. I can only do the reading. And so when you guys are doing your tuning into yourself, like you're finding, getting your intuition going, your guidance, it has to be a clean slate. There can't be anything else in the way. It can only be your clear channel bringing in the information. And I feel like this is something that everybody is going to be given the opportunity to work on more and more. And it's very interesting because it's once you realize how to do it, it's like that sweet spot on the radio dial. Once you find that dial, it becomes instant for you to do it. So, you know, for me, when I'm doing my channeling, when I'm doing my readings, I don't have to do any preparation anymore. You know, back in the day, I'd have to do all the stuff. I don't. I can just instantly, boom, there, I'm in the spot. I'm on the channel. And so I feel like you guys are going to be able to do that too. There's going to be more, again, they're saying coming online, more coming online. And so that's really just about silencing the mind, knowing how to silence the mind. And if I can do it, I have the busiest mind of any being I've ever met in my entire life. So if I can do it, anybody can do it. And then it's about just going within. It's going to be going within. And then they said to me that there's going to be some adjustments to timelines this month. So in July and August, adjustments to timelines. So this is going to be, you're maybe not going to be where you thought you were going to be. And that's okay, because remember, they're saying to me divine purpose in everything. So feel into that. Sometimes when things give us a really big emotional pull, like, oh yes, I need to have that. That needs to happen. Remind yourself where that energy comes from. Ego, pain, body. That's not our soul energy, because our soul energy is like, hey, we can get life lessons in any experience. We can do it through really good stuff and fun stuff, and we can do it through really, really hard stuff. So either way, it's entirely up to you. So remind yourself about that. Remind yourself about the emotional energy that's behind things. Whenever we have that strong emotional energy, it's always a really good idea to be like, okay, pause. I need to pause here for a minute. Let me sort some things out. Let me figure out what I'm supposed to be. Let me redirect my vehicle here. Maybe there's some adjustments that need to be made to the direction that I'm going in. So I feel like that's going to be happening for us for the summer. That's kind of going to be like the summer's theme, the adjustments of timelines, which is exciting. It's really exciting, because sometimes we think we need things, but it's more of a what we want and not what we actually need. Okay, my lovelies. So I'm going to send out our whole schedule will come out in the email today. Make sure you check your email, because it will have your Zoom link to be able to come to the past life regression on the Saturday, which is this Saturday coming up, which is be the 2nd. So hopefully everybody's around and everybody can do it. We're going to do it at 12 noon. So that gives you lots of time to be able to go and do things in the afternoon and going into, hopefully it's a nice weekend for everybody. And then the rest of the dates will be on there. We also have this Thursday our readings together, right? So I'll remind you about that in the email. You can send some questions in, or you can come and be there in person. I get to connect with you guys this week, so that's awesome. Okay, sending you guys all huge, huge blessings, and I will talk to you soon.